on campus
and online.
This
is URN.
Our first story today is all about Remembrance Day, as today is the 11th of November. And I feel like, are we just going to, do we want to have a general discussion about remembrance more so first before we move on to the story? Would you guys want to talk about specifically the story about a Falklands veteran returning 40 years after the conflict ended?
I'm happy to talk about it more generally first. I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah, I think maybe we talk about it more generally and then go into the story, I think.
Well, one of the things I was noticing is that Nottingham, compared to my home in Cambridgeshire, has significantly less people wearing poppies. Back home, everyone is wearing poppies. You can't walk down the street without seeing a poppy on every person. Here, it's more of an exception than the norm to not wear a poppy. And I wonder why that is, because obviously there's... You'd expect a decline of poppy wearing as time goes on, because there are fewer people that remember the war and it becomes less relevant to people's lives, rightly or wrongly. I would say wrongly. But it's interesting how different places of the country have different rates of poppies being worn. Even now, is that, I wonder why that is, why Nottingham has such a decline of poppy wearing. And that's not just amongst the student community, it's also in the city as well.
No, I, that is interesting. I guess maybe there's maybe less stands, less, because it's a less populated area.
Yeah.
Maybe there's, it's a big town, but it's not kind of a major city. So maybe there's just less stands, less availability of poppies. Because I know whenever I'm in London or whatever, there's always a stand outside every tube stop, every 10 yards, there's a sort of someone giving them out, or someone, you can get them somewhere. And I remember at school, it was kind of, You had to wear your poppy.
Yeah.
If you turned up to school without your poppy, the school would find one, or they'd have a box and they'd be like, right, put it on quickly.
Yeah.
It was very much kind of that was the done thing. So maybe, as you say, it is just the passage of time, right? It becomes less and less relevant. People feel maybe less connection towards the previous conflict, so there's less feeling to wear them. But I still feel like it's important.
Yeah.
More so as well, just to support a lot of the charities and things that the contributions go to, I feel like, is also, as well as the kind of symbolism of remembering it, also the kind of the charity side of it, I think, is also very important to continue.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I agree. And it is interesting, and I think it is, well, of course, always important for us to remember those that have died serving for our country, because it's important for us to remember that the liberties and freedoms that we have today wouldn't be available without the people that sacrificed themselves in many conflicts. And also, of course, there are people more recently that have died in armed conflicts too. And whether or not we agree with with those wars, there were still people that died representing our country, and it's important to remember them.
I mean, I don't know about you guys. I haven't seen much from the university, actually, about anything to do with remembrance. I mean, I don't think I've even seen poppies being sort of actively sold pretty much anywhere on the campus. Maybe that's a university policy. But even if it is, what do you guys think about sort of the absence of sort of the remembrance, on the university?
Well, I think it's a shame, really. I mean, when I was in first year, which was 2019 to 2020, so November 2019, they were selling poppies on campus, but I haven't seen that since COVID. The local Sainsbury's in Lenton is selling them, but that is the only shop that I've actually been into that is selling them, which is a decline from my first year, obviously, 3 years ago. It is a shame. The university did do a one and a half hour service at the memorial in the Trent building today at 10:45, and they had the cadets there, which students and staff could go to if they booked a place because of limited space. But it's very badly marketed. I would have gone had I been aware of that. I only found that out this morning when I looked up to see if the university was doing anything.
No, I was going to say, I think I got one, maybe two emails about remembrance, but they weren't very detailed. And I remember, them coming out, sort of, I think one came out on the day and maybe one came out the evening before. But no, it does feel like they haven't really done much, especially if they have sold poppies before. It seems strange they wouldn't this year. Maybe it's the some. Maybe they just haven't continued it because of the COVID policy or something. But it seems strange given kind of how prevalent you would expect them to be. And I wonder. Yeah, I wonder why the university isn't doing more. But maybe. I mean, I guess they did. They did do the silence and kind of that part of it. But
there's also the fact that there's a lot of students that might not even be aware of today. I mean, I was in the library with some friends that only clocked when we were there that it was the 11th of November today, and so would have missed the 11 o'clock 2 minute silence. So it's as with a lot of things with our generation, a lot of traditions of the past are sort of becoming forgotten. Which is interesting, really, but I suppose it's the fact that young people have access to so much online material that there's less things that unite. There's very few things now, really, which unite the country together, other than perhaps the monarchy, and even that amongst young people is declining, and perhaps football.
Football is the uniting force of all.
That's basically it now, really, that brings the people together. Whilst in the past, you had so many things. That would bring people together.
That is true. To be fair, I did have one friend. She did post on her social media about Remembrance Day, but she was the exception, as we've kind of alluded to. So yeah, I think I would surprise me when you say like they weren't aware, as in like they just didn't realise the date. But
they know of the date.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd be very surprised, given how kind of drilled in it is at school. Anybody not really knowing about the day itself. But no, I can imagine people, you know, not. Sometimes it's hard to keep, even I don't know. I think, oh, what is the date today? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah. It wasn't something actually that had been particularly on my mind this week, and maybe it should have been. But I only really kind of clocked it last night when I was thinking about it. So as you say, it's possible younger generation again, it's just there's so much going on that we just don't think about it as much.
Yeah, if it's not marketed, it's one of those things to easily forget. I mean, if you didn't hear fireworks on the 5th of November, you might forget about that. If Christmas wasn't so commercialised and you were not in a religious household, you may even think, oh gosh, it's only 2 days till Christmas. But obviously with advent calendars still being around, you know. But with things that don't have that, you can forget.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think maybe like 50, 60 years ago, you could say you might forget when it's Christmas, but nowadays it's pretty much impossible.
Particularly when Mariah Carey's already being defrosted and coming out to sing.
Well, I mean, remember a couple of weeks ago we did play It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
We did, didn't we?
But yeah, getting sort of back to the matter at hand, I feel like, I don't know, do you think that sort of, you mentioned, Felix, that obviously the 11th of November is the day that marks the end of the First World War, but you mentioned you know, sort of the change in sort of the perception of war, particularly wars that our country has taken part in. Do you think that has sort of had a knock-on effect to sort of this sort of not quite but it's not the word I'm looking for, it's sort of the like you say, the lack of sort of remembrance that sort of goes on, particularly amongst younger people?
I think that's an excellent question. I'm going to be honest, I don't think so. And my thinking of that is that I don't think young people know enough about or care enough about Iraq and Afghanistan, really, to the extent that it's on their mind as a reason to not... I don't think people are so in tune in general, not everybody, but I don't think people are so in tune with that to have that as a conscious reason for not wanting to do anything about remembrance. In terms of older people that were able to remember the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, maybe with them, but then people of that generation do still tend to wear poppies regardless. So I don't know. I'm sure it plays a part with some people, but the sort of real, may I say, lefties perhaps that would take an issue with wearing a poppy, the type of people that maybe would wear a white poppy instead, are very limited amongst society, even amongst young people, which are obviously more left wing than other generations. I don't think it plays a significant part. But I don't know for certain.
No, and I think most people who would have an issue with any conflicts that Britain has been involved with, I think the vast majority of them would be able to separate their feelings about the conflict with the soldiers that fought in that particular war or battle. You know, I feel like, as kind of alluding to the article, even if you were opposed to the Falklands War, you could still, you know, support the British soldiers fighting in it because you understood they were just following orders. It wasn't their choice. You know, they didn't have a hand in the decision making of going in and fighting. So I feel like that's important to draw from, because I think a lot of people who would say, a lot of people who would see someone as opposing the war might think they're opposing the soldiers or not giving the soldiers respect, but I think a lot of them are just, they're very good at distinguishing those two parts.
Mm. I think exactly as you say, Tom, it should, Remembrance Day is not about the reasons necessarily why a country goes to war, but remembering those that fought and died and participated in the wars, so that, you know, World War One was the war to end all wars. It was meant to be that. It's a sort of way to not only remember the people, but also to remember sort of the fact that war is so destructive, it's so just horrible, that we don't want it to happen again on such a grand scale. And I think, you know, as you say, that there are sort of, there is sort of this sort of dying in sort of the prevalence of Remembrance Day amongst younger people. And I feel like even if there is this feeling, that there should also be the sort of concept of not wanting another war, which is what Remembrance Day sort of also marks.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, that's obviously where the poppy symbol comes from, is from the ground of which people died on in the First World War. I mean, I think you're right. I'm just remembering the finale of Blackadder, the fourth series. I don't know if you've seen Blackadder, but mm-hmm. You're right. It's about never again. It's just that constant remembrance of that as well. You know, how many people died when you hear the names being rolled out on the, when in some places they list there's people from the area that died, and it's just there's so many people. I mean, you've got cases of in the First World War, to boost morale, a lot of the time they would have army units of people from the same village, because I think that people would like that, to fight alongside people they already know. But of course, when those units were completely obliterated, you'd have people where there'd be no one left in the village. And so there's a lot of communities which still, I suppose, the effects now. There are some villages which are, the population's lower than it was 100 years ago, and more, the First World War more so than the Second World War in villages, had such an impact that it can still be seen today.
Yeah, and I think it's also kind of drawing another point. I think that, like, schools probably have done quite a good job about instilling it in, at least, you know, my generation. I remember at school it was seen as such an important day. I'm sure we all remember kind of lining up and doing, you know, the 2 minute silence, having someone who was playing the music as it was happening. And I think that, I feel like, even though maybe young people today aren't wearing as many poppies, I think it's still in their minds a lot when they think about the conflict, in terms of that's one of the kind of pivotal ways that the conflict, I think, is taught on a yearly basis to the younger generations, is through remembrance and through kind of people understanding why remember these soldiers and the importance, as you say, that they have on our society now, in terms of, you know, protecting the ideals that we try and uphold in our own day-to-day lives. I think that's also important.
On campus and online,
this
is URN.